Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you, that cold Canadian front after that gorgeous rain yesterday. Put your thinking caps on. Hopefully there's enough oxygen in the air today for you. Got a complicated topic for you today. A fascinating topic. A topic, if you can take it into yourself, will explain much to you. Today's show is about birth trauma, understanding why your depression and anxiety won't go away. Now, I'm not talking about that anxiety and depression that you can put your finger on. I'm not talking about, well, things aren't going well, and you kind of understand why you used to be happier and now you're not. Talking about a special type of anxiety, a special kind of depression, the kind that, well, started long, long time ago. Maybe you've always been depressed. Maybe you've always been anxious. Maybe reaching back as far as you can into your memory banks, there was always some underlying tension that you just couldn't put your fingers on. Your mom and your dad were good people. You were happy in your family. You have no real serious tragedies. You can't really understand why you have this tendency to stay in a depressed state or an anxiety-ridden state. Two sides of the same coin. Where you have to look, if that's you, and even if it's not you, there's reasons to look there, is what happened not in your early childhood. That's not where you look. Where you have to look is to gestation, those 9 months before you came out. Now, this is not what people normally think in terms of. If you've got anxiety, if you're medicating, as so many people are medicating today, if you've got anxiety, if you've got depression, before you medicate, well, lots of people try the local shrink. You go to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a counselor, a priest, a reverend, somebody to talk to get a understanding and a perspective, what to do about it and why it's there. Now, traditionally, there was no tradition of this. Traditionally, this was just considered evil spirits. In many parts of the world today, still, you don't go to your local shrink. You don't drop a tab of Prozac. People understand and understood it at one time as invasions from exogenous evil influences. The devil made me do it, so to speak. Sigmund Freud changed that. Let's get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to my website, straighttalk.cc, two T's, .com, .cc. All right. Picture number one. Let's take a look at Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud. Picture one. Go on to Google Images sometime and take a look at the quotes. Brilliant, brilliant man. Freud introduced, and you'll see this in picture three, Freud introduced different stages of development. I'm just going to run through early psychoanalysis and then tie that into modern perceptions of anxiety and depression and as it relates to birth trauma. But where you have to look traditionally is into those first few years of life after you pop out. Oral stage, anal stage, Oedipal stage, post-Oedipal stage. Freud introduced this in the late 1800s, the early 1900s. Shook the world, beginning in Europe, translating across the ocean to America. Very novel stuff, far, far ahead of his time. It wasn't really until the 50s and 60s in the United States that what he had said for 50 years really came to roost. Freud was followed by a protege of his, the infamous Wilhelm Reich. You go to picture number 5. There's Wilhelm Reich in his teens. Reich was given a scholarship to medical school in Vienna after he served in World War I. There's picture number 6 there. Picture 6. Reich had just come home from World War I, and he was and decided to be a medical doctor on scholarship to University of Vienna. Reich was Freud's golden boy. Reich was the guy that, well, Freud could have put the whole future of analysis on. But Reich started to see things differently. Reich started to feel that when you walked in and got analyzed because you had a neurotic disposition, because you had bad depression, because the glass was always empty and the sky was always gray, when Reich sat down and looked at Freudian's perspective, get on the couch and analyze the dream, Reich started to feel fidgety about it. He began to feel like this was something that wasn't going to take him anywhere. And Reich took the great jump, which to that day, the 1920s and 30s, I mean, so far, far ahead of his time. He started touching people. Now, it was enough for Christian Europe and America to hear that little boys sort of had crushes on their mothers, thus the Oedipal stage, and little girls on their fathers. It was enough for Freud to purport that that was the reality of childhood. Reich takes an even bigger leap when he begins to touch patients on his analytic couch. He starts doing body work. He starts doing literally massage therapy and forms of it, nonverbal techniques, breath work, so on and so forth. And people start reacting in very powerful ways. And we're going to get into this later. I want to just hold that. Many of you that listen regularly are familiar. I've mentioned Reich so many times. Reich, who began when analysis began, who took analysis to touch therapy, and then took both analysis, touch therapy, and the conclusions he drew into treating cancer, autoimmune disease, and understanding the body as an electromagnetic field that was either expanding creatively over the decades or shrinking continually. I don't think we've got this one today. And Reich is one of my champions, to be followed by another champion, and I'll introduce him in a moment. So we start with picture number 1. Take a look. What progress were you making? In the Middle Ages, they would have burned me. Now they are content with burning my books. Freud took a lot of garbage. He took a lot of abuse to come out and say that when you were 3 or 4 years old, you kind of had a crush on your mom and vice versa. And if you progressed correctly, all that would get untangled and worked out nicely. That was too much to hear. But Freud, and if you get on Google Images and look at his quotes, I mean, they're just brilliant. They're a whole book just on a page. Unexpressed emotions will never die. They are buried alive and will come forth in uglier ways. This has much relationship to people that have had birth trauma and will define birth trauma. Reich, picture number 4, who I just mentioned, ultimately became a biologist. You couldn't treat the mind without treating the body, and you couldn't treat the body without treating the mind. And Reich was on top of it. That brought him to the cell, the human cell in disease, and thus biology. And there's the work by James Strick, noting that essentially Reich was a biologist. Now, here's another hero. Picture number 7. This is where the show really begins. This is Bernard Bale. Bernard Bale is, I think he's 94 years old now. It's a great shot of him. I guess he's in his 80s or 70s there. Bernard Bale is still in practice today. I believe it's a closed practice. It's by reference only. But look at picture number 9. That's Bernard Bale in World War II. He was a lieutenant. He fought in World War II. You'd have to be in your 90s today to have fought in World War II and still be alive. And that's Dr. Bale, who I think later became a medical doctor. There's picture number 8. There's Dr. Bale, Dr. Bernard Bale. Now, this isn't a political statement, but he's being awarded something by Dick Cheney. I can't speak for Dr. Bell, but I'm almost certain their political views are very different. But maybe not. I don't know. But he's being awarded something, some merit of honor related to medicine, I believe. Most people don't know the name Bernard Bell. You should. He wrote a book, picture number 11, called The Mother's Signature. Get that book. If anything I say today hits a chord inside you, get that book and read that book and then read it again and really sit on it. I see lots of people like this. If you come to see me and I look at your face, I don't care what you're dealing with, I'm going to go right to birth trauma. I'm going to find out how you were born, why you were born, what psychological state your mother and father was in when you were born, when you were gestating. But that's me. I'm standing on the shoulders of all these guys. Bernard Bale is one of them. He was one of the first, if not the first, in the United States, in the Western world, to really say to Freud, look, oral, anal, Oedipal, post-Oedipal stage, great stuff. It starts earlier than that. It starts in gestation. This is why Bale is a modern-day hero. Because you don't think of that. You don't think of your brain tumor as something that started in gestation. You don't think of your autoimmune disease as something starting in gestation. Is this relevant? My God, it is so relevant. Doctors seeing patients, clients, anyone in the health field is always dealing with this, whether they know it or not. And everyone out there, John Q. Public, is dealing with what happened in those first 9 months. This is not an overstatement. It's an understatement. But analytic theory, classic analytic theory, that is what the psychologists practice today, what the psychiatrists practice today. If you can find a psychiatrist doing anything but medicating, what he or she are practicing rarely has anything to do with gestation. I commit and completely venerate to Dr. Bale's work as a veteran, as a brilliant psychiatrist. Get this book. Now look at picture 12. There you are, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months. Well, they put 4 months there. Let's talk about one day. Let's talk about when you're a day old. The concept is that you, in your depression, in your irrational depression, you're depressed but you don't know why. You have anxiety but you don't know why. You have disease and you can't understand it. All of it. But we'll stick to anxiety and depression. Extreme neurosis, obsessive compulsive disorders, attention deficit disorders, bipolar disorders, schizophrenia. You name it, how you come out starts in gestation. This is a place you have to look. This is a place we don't look. Do you, sitting there at the breakfast table, know what happened during your gestation? Did they use forceps? Were you breached? Did they have to turn you? Did you have a nuchal birth? Was the cord wrapped around your neck? How long was the labor? Did your mother not dilate? Or did your head get stuck? You got to know those things. You have to start thinking in these terms, and then we got to know what to do about it. That trauma imprints you indelibly. That is a very deep trauma because, and this is just common sense, right? You're an embryo. You are as deeply impressionable as you will ever be in your life. So a little tension is a lot of tension. When that birth cord is wrapped around your neck and you're being strangled.